dragging you down like a rusted ball and chain, pulling you under till you think you're gonna drown in the puddles of your pain. You reach your hand out, grab anything you can, and pray to God that it don't break. Just when you're thinking that you have all you can stand, it's when you find out what it takes. So don't get over it, don't get past it, don't get around it, don't outlast it. You don't fight it, you don't lose it, you don't believe it, but you don't undo it, you don't get over it, just get through it. That clock up on the wall, it's got your number, 'cause it's time for you to choose if you want to walk or crawl. And life's a struggle, man, we're all living proof, though our troubles aren't the same. You can't find freedom if you're hiding from the truth. Better learn to play the game. So don't get over it, don't get past it, don't get around it, don't outlast it. You don't fight it, you don't lose it, you don't believe it, but you don't undo it.
In her second trimester, stressed out cause I'm gone, she acting all extra, but happy cause she knows it's a girl, but we're doubtful of when she bring another one in the world. Pics you sent with you and the kids at the bomb. I'm keeping all my photos in the 23rd song. My best friend Armani lost her arm at the border, just trying to restore a little peace in order, and it's strange cause she reads the Quran, torn between what side she needs to be on. Haven't slept in days, I squeeze my scene, cause no man's eyes should see what I've seen. Soldiers lost their mind, robbing, pillaging. Tomahawk missiles hit civilian villages, and they ease the pain with narcotics. I'm scared, but I'm trying to remain patriotic.
My father, forgive us, cause we know not what we're doing.
Message from mom at bringbackthetroops.com. At home, they're comparing the situation to Nam. It's so sad you had to miss Siobhan's prom. She sung songs off the Marvin Gaye, What's Going On album. And I smile lit up the room. She asked me if at night when she stares at the moon, is it possible that at the same moment in time, you're staring as well because you two were in tune. Your dad's purple heart now hangs over his ashes. Katrine, he's alive and wake up with hot flashes. They claim that his disease was gastric, but have yet to explain the migraines and rashes. And have you seen with the price of gas is? We can't afford the property taxes. We just want you back at home where you belong, with your family, get the backbone.
My father, forgive us. us, cause we know not what we're doing.
Like calm as nothing, ain't concerned with repercussions. Ain't that something? Check them out now, pointing fingers when they know how we got to this point of terror. Precaution could have made the road clearer, but we stuck with mediocre leadership, so we'll just suffer. Who knows what the hell is going on, but conflicts keep on growing. It's a situation where you ain't got no education on the problem, or know what it's about. You gotta help me out, be out, be out,
me out, help me out, help me out, help me out.
Oh, them lifestyle stays up. You can't face them. in a society. Let me show the gun them, and you can't control it.
It's the Greaseballs with Rikers Island. Before that, we heard It on the News by the Eccentric Sound System. We heard Loose Ends by Sergio Mendez and Crazy by Ishmael. That's taken from the soundtrack to the movie Satsi. And we started out with Get Through It by John Randall. You're tuned to the World Cruise. Your buddy Captain Fred here with you one more time. Coming up, we've got a mashup with Karsh Kali and Greg Palast. Stay tuned.
crime. No kidding. But the media has it all wrong, as usual. Scooter Libby finally outed Mr. Big, the perpetrator of the heinous disclosure of the name of the secret agent, Valerie Plame. It was the President of the United States himself, in conspiracy with his vice president. Now the pundits are arguing over whether our waraholic president has a legal right to leak this national security information. But that's a fake debate meant to distract you. Okay, let's accept the White House alibi that releasing Plame's identity was no crime. But if that's true, they committed a bigger crime. Bush and Cheney knowingly withheld vital information from a grand jury investigation, a multi-million dollar inquiry the perps themselves authorized. That's akin to calling a false fire alarm or calling the cops for a burglary that never happened, but far, far worse. Let's not forget that in the hunt for the perpetrator of this non-crime, reporter Judith Miller went to jail. Think about that. While Miller sat in a prison cell, Bush and Cheney were laughing their sick heads off, knowing the grand jury testimony, the special prosecutor's subpoenas, and the FBI's terrorizing newsrooms were nothing but faint props to Bush's elaborate charade. Cheney's big con. On February 10th, 2004, our not-so-dumb-as-he-sounds president stated, "Listen, I know of nobody, I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information. If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it and would take the appropriate action. And this investigation is a good thing, and if people have got solid information, please come forward with it." Notice Bush's carefully crafted words. He says he can't name anyone who leaked this classified info, knowing full well he declassified it. Far from letting Bush off the hook, it worsens the crime. For years, I worked with the government to investigate, and let me tell you, Bush and Cheney withholding material information from the grand jury is a felony. Several felonies, actually. Abuse of legal process, fraud, racketeering, and that old standby. Obstruction of justice. If you or I had manipulated the legal system this way, we'd be breaking rocks on a chain gang. We wouldn't even get a trial. Most judges would consider this a fraud upon the court. They send us to the slammer in minutes, using the bench's power to administer instant punishment for contempt of the judicial system. Why'd they do it? The White House junta did the deed for the most evil of motives, to hoodwink the public during the 2004 election campaign, to pretend that evil anti-Bush elements were undermining the Republic, when it was the Bush element itself at the center of the conspiracy. Notably, elections trickery also motivated Richard Nixon's plumbers to break into the Watergate in 1972, then the Democratic Party campaign headquarters. Let me draft the indictment for you, as I would have, were I still a government gumshoe. Perpetrator Louis Libby, alias Scooter, contacted Miller, while John Doe 1 contacted perpetrator Schill at the Washington Post, Bob Woodward, in furtherance of a scheme directed by George Bush, alias the POTUS, and Dick Cheney, alias the Veep, to release intelligence information fraudulently proffered as classified, and thereafter knowingly withheld material evidence from a grand jury impaneled to investigate said disclosure. Furthermore, perpetrator the POTUS made material statements designed to deceive investigators and knowingly misrepresent his state of knowledge of the facts. Statements aimed at misleading grand jury investigators are hard time offenses. It doesn't matter that Bush's too clever little quip was made to the press, not under oath. I've cited press releases and comments in the New York Times in court as evidence of fraud. By not swearing to his disingenuous statement, Bush gets off the perjury hook, but he committed a crime nonetheless called deliberate concealment. Here's how the law works, and hopefully it will. The Bush gang's use of the telephone in this con game constituted wire fraud. Furthermore, while presidents may leak or declassify intelligence information, they may not obstruct justice, that is, send a grand jury on a wild goose chase. Under the RICO statute, named after the Edward G. Robinson movie mobster Little Rico, the combination of these crimes makes the Bush executive branch a, quote, racketeering enterprise. So book 'em, Dan-O.
For this.
Killing 100,000 Iraqis
for this. You get to be all you can be. A dead army, navy, air force, marine. Come home with those deranged, unemployed vets. The kind they love to make TV cop shows about. Just like Tom Cruise.
Killing 100,000 Iraqis.
Just like Tom Cruise.
Killing 100,000 Iraqis.
Just like Tom Cruise. In a wheelchair. No film royalties, cause nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Killing 100,000 Iraqis.
Nobody cares about you once you've been used to die for oil, sucker.
Killing 100,000 Iraqis. Killing 100,000 Iraqis for profit is much worse than being wrong.
Suspect. So I don't know where he is. Or, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him. Clear.
I want him held. I want justice. Dead or alive.
Clear. Clear.
Survivors and AIDS and protects terrorists.
Clear.
Including members of Al-Qaeda.
Clear.
I know I didn't say that there was a direct connection between September the 11th
Clear.
And Saddam Hussein.
Clear.
War is my last choice. Smoke them out. Bring them on.
Yeah.
You think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place?
Yeah.
A wiretap requires a court order.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction,
yeah.
And it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
Yeah.
No one can now doubt the word of America.
Now let's impeach the president.
Fading down into the subliminal, it's Sonic Radiation with Aftermath. Return to the World Cruise with DJ Captain Fred. We started our set with a mashup. Karshkali, Hole in the Sky from his new CD, combined with a podcast by Greg Palast called Gangster Government. Put them together, you got the remix. And then the DJs of Mass Destruction, brought to you by Billy Jam and Hip Hop Slam. We heard Nobody Cares with Jello Biafra in the mix there. And Neil Young from his new Living with War, Let's Impeach the President. Well, you've been listening to World Cruise number 65. We're getting toward the end. Here's the contact info I was telling you about. If you'd like to reach your old buddy, Captain Fred, send an email to ampb@california.com. Or if you don't do email, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to AMPB, PMB 22-2018, Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. So once again, if you'd like to get our newsletter or whatever, the email is ampb@california.com and the snail mail is PMB22 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Till next time, this is Captain Fred signing off. Thanks for listening. Bye.